down the street. He says, why am I soft in the middle now? Why am I soft in the middle?
Good Wednesday morning. Thank you for listening to News Radio 92.3. We are informative, local, dependable. I'm your host, Tammy Martin, with the Pensacola Expert Panel. It's a pleasure having you listen this morning. I hope you're having a great morning. It's going to be a beautiful day. We have the lovely Lisa Murphy with us today with Southern Climate Solutions. Good morning, Miss Lisa. How are you?
Good morning, Tammy. I'm good. How are you?
Doing great. It's so good to have you on. We're going to talk about, Miss Lisa is a moisture control expert. So with Southern Climate Solutions, we need to talk about moisture and how it can affect our health.
That's exactly right. What we do at Southern Climate Solutions is we provide healthy indoor environments. We have commercial dehumidification. We have several different applications that we utilize for different types of homes. As everybody knows, you know, living here, we deal with high humidity, we deal with shallow water tables, and that excess moisture, you know, collects inside of our homes, our commercial buildings, and then we can run into, you know, a slew of problems. You know, most people talk about the mold, right? The mold growth.
Right.
You may have, you know, other things going on in your house that, you know, we'll talk about. But all of that is due to that infiltration of, you know, excess moisture in your home. And what we do is we put together a game plan, create an application to remove that excess moisture from your home so that we prevent mold growth and keep that home nice and healthy.
Absolutely. And as we talk about moisture control and things we can do to help prevent mold growth and things like that, I want you to know you can head on over to southernclimatesolutions.com, find out more information. Their phone number is 403-2959. But if you have a question this morning for Lisa, we'd love for you to text in, call in 437-1620. So we're talking about moisture control, and what about the signs?
Yeah, exactly. Tons of them, you know, and, you know, a lot of people get tripped up because they see these things, but they don't know quite what to relate it to. And they change, right? So coming out of the winter months, you know, during those winter months is when we get most calls about sort of, it's raining inside my house, you know,
right.
my glass doors, my windows, there's condensation inside. A couple months later, you know, they may say, oh, my problem's gone. It's not doing that anymore. It's not that the problem's gone. It's that the seasons are changing. So in the winter months, right, when it's cold outside and it's warmer inside, that's when you're going to see humidity issues present, you know, as that condensation. You can barely see out your windows, right? Your vents are dripping. Kind of things come the spring, and we call that like the iced tea glass effect, right? If you take a cold glass of iced tea outside in the summertime, the glass sweats. Take it out in the wintertime, it doesn't happen. But that's one of the biggest signs, you know, that we deal with in those winter months. But don't be fooled. It's, you know, our environment here, we have humidity 12 months a year. It's extremely high. We're considered subtropical. Those moisture issues never go away. They just, you know, may present differently as those seasons change. Those other signs, you know, dripping vents, mildew, if you have visible mildew or mold, musty odors is a big one. You know, people think, oh, I have an older home, you know, and that's just, older homes can smell musty. Musty odors are an active mold spore. So mold will grow on anything organic. It will grow in your carpet, your bedding, your drapery. And then that musty odor will present. Cupping wood floors, same thing. We deal with a lot of folks, especially folks that are on an off-grade home, meaning you have a crawl space. That moisture is coming up from your crawl space, being wicked up into your house. Many times you see those cupping wood floors. It's also something we've had a lot of success in correcting with a proper dehumidification application, is very slowly drawing that moisture out of the home, and we'll see those floors lay back down in many, many cases. But those are, you know, the common signs that we deal with, you know, inside the house.
Right. So basically, don't be fooled, because you could be fooled by the changing weather and thinking that it's fine and it's not. So make sure you call Southern Climate Solutions, have them come check. You know, aside from the signs, how can people be sure that their home isn't growing mold from all the moisture? Because, you know, you, like you said, it goes away. How can you be sure? What are things we can do to prevent that?
Right. And a lot of molds you can't see. I mean, some of the most dangerous molds are clear. So if you have those other signs, or you smell musty odors, or you're dealing with some of these other things, but you can't see mold, don't, you know, you can't think it's not there. It could also present in places that you can't see. But one of the best protectors, right, is to invest in a hygrometer. It's a little device. It'll tell you, you know, the outside and indoor relative humidity. They're relatively expensive. You know, you can pick them up at a local box store. But it's worth monitoring, right? And this sort of can get you in tune, you know, with what's going on in your house as far as your indoor humidity. Again, that's a hygrometer. I advise everybody to have one here. Just like you keep that eye on your temperature, you know, inside your house, start to get in tune with those the moisture content inside, you know, inside the home.
Right. And so a hygrometer, it measures the moisture.
A hygrometer. Yes.
Thank you. See, that's why you're the expert. That's why you're on here today. They're not very expensive, right? Where can you find one of these?
Any local box store would have them. Lowe's, Home Depot, you know, grab one. Set it in your home somewhere away from a door. You'll notice how sensitive they are. Even if you hold them in your hand, the humidity will go up because we carry, you know, the moisture content in our body. So, you know, you might not want to set it right next to your, you know, your door that you're opening and closing. Set it somewhere central and just, you know, monitor. Keep an eye. You want to stay away from anything 60% and over. At that point, you're promoting, you know, that perfect environment for mold growth. And, you know, start to get an idea of what's going on inside your house by looking at it every day.
Perfect. And so those that can be found locally. So, you know, Home Depot, like you said, Lowe's,
oh, yes,
things like that. So that's great. You're listening to News Radio 92.3. I'm your host, Tammy Martin, with the Pensacola Expert Panel. We are talking to Lisa Murphy with Southern Climate Solutions Heating and Air for your home or business. You can find them at southernclimatesolutions.com. Their phone number is 430-2959. We'd love for you to join in the conversation. You can text us at 437-1620 if you have any questions for Lisa about your home, maybe moisture control, things like that. So we're talking about you dealing with high humidity, and people really don't understand how many issues it can cause. Can we talk about the issues that high moisture in your home can cause?
Yeah, and again, one of those biggest issues, you know, is mold. But, you know, a lot of times when people deal with a mold issue, you know, you're knee-jerk, right? I got to get rid of it, which, you know, includes cleaning it up. And that can be really dangerous because, you know, mold, if you see mold, for example, that's millions of spores. As soon as you touch it, you know, that's going to disperse. And the last thing you want is something going airborne. So you have to be very careful. If it's really bad, people, you know, often get with a remediator to, you know, remove the mold. But what people sometimes aren't told or fail to understand is that underlying issue. And the reason you're growing mold is that moisture. And if you don't control that indoor environment, if you don't, you know, remove that underlying issue, which is excess moisture, you're never going to eliminate that mold. You may temporarily get it removed, but it is, you know, it's going to grow back. And if you have high indoor humidity in your house, you know, all the time, mold can start to grow back within 72 hours. So, you know, you sort of have to understand that whole story and ask that question, you know, why do I have mold? You know, why do I have those musty odors and mold present in my house in the first place? And, you know, the way to do that, again, is through, you know, our services, commercial dehumidification. We have applications for any type of home. We create that controlled indoor environment. It's permanent. The system itself will keep your home at those safe, healthy levels, continuing to remove that moisture to keep you in those healthy levels. And that way you prevent mold from growing in the first place.
That's awesome. And I didn't even know, 72 hours, that's not very long for that to start growing back.
That is not.
Wow.
That's right. It is. It's really quick.
And, you know, we talk about humidity. We're keeping it relatively at about 50%. How does this save energy?
Well, our machines are very energy efficient. So one of the things that that comes up a lot is, you know, people often think, right, that AC, you know, they're wondering, how does my AC play a role? You know, shouldn't my AC remove that moisture, you know, from my home? And of course, you know, AC helps to remove moisture. It's the nature of our environment and our climate here where we get into trouble. Our humidity here, and, you know, combined with those shallow water tables, right? But the humidity itself, it's just so excessive that, you know, AC, while it will remove some moisture, it's just not as efficient or effective as dehumidification. AC is there to cool, right? It'll remove a little bit of moisture. Dehumidification specifically targets the moisture. So it happens in places like the Southeast, right? Southeastern United States, where we have this subtropical, you know, environment, you're getting the benefit of removing some moisture with AC while your AC is running. But because our environment is so extreme, right, that's the only time you're getting it. So you deal with this lack of efficiency and lack of effectiveness with AC, and you end up with this cold, clammy feel, right, instead of a cool and comfortable feel. You're also using more energy to do that, because what people do, they're constantly, you get that cold, clammy feel because they're moving that thermostat down because they're uncomfortable in the house and they're thinking, oh, well, it's just uncomfortable. I got to move that thermostat down. And that actually causes, you know, an even worse effect, right? It puts more moisture in the air. But the thing is, they're running up their energy bills. So with dehumidification, you know, a drier space is naturally cooler, right? So when you have a good dehumidification solution installed in your home, it is very common for someone who continually had their thermostat on 68, 69 degrees, that all of a sudden in those summer months, they're at 75, 76, 77 degrees, and they're very comfortable and cool. And that's because that moisture is being efficiently removed from their space. So when you think about energy savings, for every degree you can turn that thermostat up, you're saving between 3 and 5% on your energy bill. So if you're used to being at, say, 70 degrees and you can go to 77 degrees, you know, you can easily save 20% on your energy bill because you're removing that moisture more effectively. You don't need to run your AC way low like you're used to without good results. So you save energy, and you also end up with a really comfortable, cool environment instead of a cold, clammy environment. So, you know, if you're feeling that, you're like, oh, that cold, clammy feel, you know, I get that. That's what that is. You're really trying to overutilize that AC to do something that in our environment, it just isn't going to be effective because, you know, because of the extreme levels of humidity. We're about 85% on average in the mornings here, and about 75% average year round, which is well above that threshold for mold growth and comfort, right?
Absolutely. Because you want to be comfortable. But, and we all know right now our energy costs are out of control. And I honestly heard that they're going to go up even more. They're asking for them to go up. So anything that can help you save on your energy bill is a positive, in my opinion, especially nowadays with inflation, things like that. So if you can find a way to cut back costs, this is a great way to cut back costs. And nobody likes to feel that clammy feeling when you're like the moisture and it's cold. And so, and honestly, when you have this installed in your home, they handle the moisture control, you're going to realize how much, when you walk outside, the difference between in your home and outside.
Oh, it's you know, there's a lot of things. The first thing people typically notice after, you know, they install, after an install is the smell, right? I mean, you know, we are moisture control experts. That's what we do. We focus on, you know, controlling that moisture in your home. But we are indoor air quality people, right? That's sort of the whole, you know, in a nutshell, we're looking at the indoor air quality of your home. So one of the first things they'll notice is the smell. If there's smells inside your house or a musty odor, they might not feel it right away, but they smell it right away, right? Removing that moisture just takes away, right? It's making that mold go dormant. It takes those smells away. And it's a huge difference. And then they start seeing, right, all the signs. And then they start looking at their thermostat and they're, you know, all of a sudden they're still on 68 degrees. It's freezing. It's 75 degrees. You know, our thermostat's always on 77. It's 45%, you know, indoor relative humidity in our home. I'm cold in the summertime, right? That's a huge deal. So yeah, as far as, you know, energy savings, you know, people need to focus on that efficiency and that effectiveness and, you know, get away from overusing, right, the AC, trying to gain that comfort level, because really it, like you said, it becomes quite expensive these days, you know, to run anything and be inefficient.
Absolutely. And then in the summer, it just tries to keep up here in Pensacola, constantly running all the time. You're listening to Lisa Murphy with Southern Climate Solutions. You're welcome to join in the conversation if you have a question. The phone number is 437-1620. Let's see, Janet. Got my twin pack of ThermPro TP50 hygrometers from Amazon for just under $20. Small decor footprint, about 2.5 by 3, uses one AAA battery, easy to use and see, right to your door, easy. Ah, perfect. Thank you, Janet, for that recommendation.
See,
so that's great, and it's very inexpensive,
yeah,
$20.
Absolutely. And that's about the right price, online or locally. That's about what you're looking at. But, you know, it's just one of those things that, you know, it's just such a high recommendation to get everyone in tune with the health of the inside of your home, because if the inside of your home is unhealthy and you're dealing with excess moisture and the potential for growing mold, you know, you've got to think of the health of your family, not just your structure, right? Because your structure takes a hit anyway, right? You can be looking at, you know, wood rot. You have those musty odors. So, you know, you can end up with structural issues, but also the health of your family, right? In that kind of environment, where you're growing mold, that is obviously a very unhealthy, you know, environment. But mold is the number one cause of sinusitis. People don't always know that. You can read about it. You know, the Mayo Clinic talks about it a lot. There's a lot of studies that they're doing now relating mold to Alzheimer's. If you're having respiratory issues or skin conditions, grab that hygrometer and say, you know, is it something in my house? And if it happens to be moisture and you have that potential for growing mold, you know, mold can, you know, create that really unhealthy environment. So, you know, our solutions, not only for the health of your home, but the health of your family and getting that really healthy indoor air quality, you know, inside your house.
Have you asked any customers about maybe how fast their bread molds on the counter? Do you ever look at that that part of it and say, hey,
nope,
how fast is this going back?
Not, you know, it's more the other signs inside your house, which, you know, once you get into, you know, once people understand, you know, what moisture does, they go right to those things. You know, my floors are cupping. You can't tell you how many times people have replaced their floors because they think the boards are bad or it's a bad install. It's moisture. You can replace them. They're going to cup again if you have that moisture, you know, issue inside your home. Not so much with like the bread, like you said, but, you know, it's those big signs. That's about being, you know, in tune with your home. But a lot of times people, it's just an education, right? It's why we talk about it here. 90% of our customers have 90% of the issues, right? You don't have to have them all for excess moisture to be present. Of course, not everybody would have, you know, deal with cupping wood floors. That's really, you know, extreme case. But those other signs, definitely the dripping vents, definitely the musty odors, and that feel, right? That cold, clammy. Everybody can relate to that cold, clammy feel. But people are so much more now in tune with that healthy indoor environment, especially since COVID, right? What's in my air? You know, is my home healthy? You know, if you're dealing with structural issues, you know, you want to look at the moisture and how that moisture is affecting everything, because it creates just so many hazards.
Absolutely. And I was thinking, you know, when COVID happened, when I was at work, we got air filters for the AC units and in our rooms. That's really not going to solve the problem, right, unless you deal with the underlying problem of moisture, correct?
That's correct. And, you know, I mean, air filters are always good for that indoor air quality. But you, the other thing you have to remember is clean those ducts, right? Ducts will, you know, naturally grow mold. You call our friend Todd at Gulf Coast Air Care. He does a great job with that. We work with, you know, with him a lot. But that's one of the things you want to look at. But as far as, you know, mold in your home, it is all about that moisture content in your home. You have to control it. You have to create that controlled indoor environment. Healthy levels of indoor relative humidity, we try and keep it between 40 and 50%. That is ideal. If you're over 50%, you're sort of getting into that questionable range. And definitely if you're anywhere near 60% and over, then your indoor environment is promoting mold growth. So remember those healthy levels, 40 to 50%.
Absolutely. And if you'd like to join in the conversation, you have a question for Lisa, it's 437-1620. If you need more information, southernclimatesolutions.com. Their phone number is 430-2959. I was reading, and so certain molds can eat the cellulose out of wood and cause structural issues, so even bigger problems.
That's correct. Right. We see that a lot, right, in crawl spaces. We have applications for those off-grade homes, crawl spaces. That's, if you have a crawl space home, that's where our service starts in your crawl. That's where your unhealthy air is coming from. So we address the crawl with a full encapsulation and dehumidification. 50% of the air, if not more, inside your home comes from your crawl. There's a wicking effect that is created when you turn on your AC that pulls that unhealthy air from your crawl through your floorboards into your home. So you're breathing that air. There are plenty of molds that eat the cellulose out of wood and create, you know, can create. So not only do you have healthy, unhealthy, you know, air, but you could be dealing with, you know, long-term issues in your crawl as far as wood rot, which, you know, nobody wants to see, because then you get into some really, you know, really tough situations. So creating that controlled environment in your crawl and creating that healthy space in your crawl benefits your home. You know, we create a negative effect. We're pulling now that moisture out of your home through the unit in the crawl space and providing that benefit inside your home and inside your crawl to keep that nice and healthy through that particular application.
You are so intelligent on this, Lisa, and I appreciate you coming in today. Of course, she's an expert in her field, and we need to go over to southernclimatesolutions.com. If you need that checked out at your house, definitely. I feel like everybody should in the panhandle. I mean, our moisture is out of control here all the time. We definitely want to keep our family healthy and our pets healthy. I know, too, sometimes the pet smell, too, is bad if you have a lot of moisture in your home.
It certainly can be.
Yes, I had a dog and did for sure. Thank you so much, Lisa, for joining me today. Coming up, we have Todd with Gulf Coast Air Care. So you definitely want to stay tuned for that.
Thanks, Tammy.
Thank you so much.
Bye-bye.
Have a great day. We have a Fox News update followed by a local news update here in our newsroom at News Radio 92.3.